Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Hello, and welcome to Journeys. I am Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries. Today's very special guest is Nancy Miller Ogren, a really great friend of the show, and I know you're really going to enjoy our discussion today. We'll talk a little bit more about her in just a moment. Please check out the website. That's journeyswithrebecca.com. And you can keep up on all the latest guest information, Journeys news, our world news, and of course a lot of other cool stuff. Again, that's journeyswithrebecca.com. Now, you know, if you are new listeners to Journeys, this is truly an interactive show. Your participation is always greatly appreciated. So please email me your comments about the show, my guests, or maybe you have a story to relate. Now, also, if you have an intuitive question, I'll be happy to answer that also. So here's the email address, mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of the sponsors of Journeys with Rebecca. Fate Magazine, it's been published continuously since 1948. It is the longest-running publication of its kind, supplying its loyal readership with a broad array of true accounts of the strange and unknown for nearly 60 years. Their address is fatemag.com. And Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by Sandy Andrews. You can find out more at universallearningseries.com. And by the way, Sandy Andrews will be in Kansas City, Missouri that September 17th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble bookstore on the plaza, again in Kansas City, Missouri. So get an autographed copy of Your Never-Ending Life. See you there. Okay, my guest, Nancy Miller Ogren. You know, Nancy has combined various interests and has created through both Pathways and Moonwise opportunities for people to create the life they were meant to live. Now, for the last 30 years, she's been working with people through private consultations, workshops, and radio appearances, helping people to achieve more confidence and passion in their lives. Her web address is nancymillerogren.com. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Schedule your private psychic reading with Rebecca, a truly gifted intuitive and clairvoyant, and the host of Journeys with Rebecca radio show. Call 1-888-958-2768. That's 1-888-958-2768. Where will your life's journey take you?
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Okay, welcome back, and we're here with my ever-loving guest. I just love her to death, and I know you all do too, Nancy Miller Ogren. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we just have such best time. Best time ever, ever, ever. But,
yes,
you know,
we do.
At the beginning of this, it opens up with, if you have a question, to email me. Let's talk about having people to email both of us in regards to specific questions that would have to do with astrology and readings kind of combined.
Uh-huh.
And I invite anyone that would have a question for Nancy and I to write us mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And then in the subject line, you might want to put in astrological or astrology or
astro Q,
yep,
or whatever.
Yeah, Nancy and Rebecca, whatever. You do need to include your date of birth, your place of birth, and time of birth, if you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we need your first name at least.
Yes.
And we will be giving those email answers on the air, and there'll be all that information will be posted to my website, which is journeyswithrebecca.com.
Yes.
So just wanted to share that with everyone, and then we'll mention that again before the end of the show. For those of you, if this is your first time listening, we welcome you, and if you are people that have been listening all along, welcome back. So
yes,
we're having lots of fun. We are in a very auspicious time, I would think, Nancy. I think maybe that might be a good way of putting that. And I'm going to kind of turn it over to you in regards to what's coming up around the astrological events and energies that are present.
Yes. Well, last week we had an Aquarius full moon. And I want to go back because a full moon lasts until the next full moon. And I know we're looking forward to a new moon, and I'll say a few things about that. But in Virgo, in the end of the month at the 23rd, but we had this Aquarius full moon where the planet Neptune and the full moon were conjunct, which means within a few degrees of each other. And when there is an aspect between two planets, it accelerates and expands the effects of and the energies of both planets. And Neptune is a water planet, and the moon is a water planet, and Aquarius is a air sign, but it's called the water bearer. And it's about the flow, and Neptune is always about healing, and the moon is about your emotions. So we have the flow of energy to help heal your emotional body. And my goodness, it's happening.
And both of us know that on a personal level.
Absolutely. Both of us have experienced personally this energy and the synchronicity. When you think you know what life is all about, and I will say in this last week, I can hear hallelujah out there about isn't it the truth, because we're all having an experience, some less than others, some more than others, some profoundly that truly your whole life is going to be turned around because of this, because, and this is how I visualize, the first time I ever read about Aquarius, I read it, and the visual I had was that we all hold hands, we all take hands, and we look, and as far as you can see energetically, you're holding somebody's hand, as far as you can see in both directions, and then we all take one step forward, and that's how Aquarius works, because mankind has got to be in the optimum humanity and the healing. So we all reached out and took hands and made a step forward. So we're all healing ourselves emotionally to manifest what humanity really could be. And that's what's going on.
And, you know, before you go on, I kind of want to interject here. This
sure.
last week, I've had some of the most amazing communications, whether they be on the phone, via emails, readings that I've done, that have absolutely been some of the most astounding, profound works I've ever done and ever run across with the people that I have connected with since this full moon, I might add. And that's just been days. You know, we're not even into it a week by the time this airs.
Right.
So it's been very fascinating, very, very fascinating. I especially want to make mention of a gentleman by the name of Kevin, who is over in Iraq. He's the one that he's been writing to me back and forth and has been sharing some absolutely profound visions that he has that comes from the heart. And this is of a great importance, and at some point I'll be able to talk a little bit more about that for those of you who are listening, because we're going to try to bring this into the physical realm besides just this conversation that I'm having here on the air with you guys. So very, very monumental. And if before this you didn't feel like things were moving, you should have felt something shift or change Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of last week. So
yeah.
And if not, then
you will.
And visualization does help.
Yes.
Intent helps. Action helps. Just one step in a different direction, in a different perspective. I certainly encourage that from each and every one of you. If you feel like you're stagnated or not growing, because absolutely, I've never felt the energy so strong. I was telling you, Nancy, off the air before we got started here today about I was in, you know, sleeping Wednesday night, and something woke me up, and it was like, I didn't know what woke me up. I was like, look out the window, and I looked out the window, and I was like, oh, it's a full moon.
So I sat there, and I absolutely sat there for, I think, probably 45 minutes and just did some meditation and some intent work. And it doesn't shine in my room, so it wasn't like the light itself woke me up, so it was kind of interesting. So
exactly.
You just never know. Those little things are very significant, so don't brush them off for those
exactly.
of you who are unsure. So, okay, so we're still in this Aquarius full moon that's conjunct
yes.
with Neptune.
And what I want people to notice is, because I just talked to somebody this morning that said, you know, so-and-so took advantage of me, and I said, okay, I want you to visualize reaching out and joining hands with people. And then I want you to look at this as you're not being victimized and nobody took advantage of you. You have a karmic responsibility to offer what you can offer, and forgiveness is the first thing to offer. And if we're, and I've said here before, I'm not a big forgiveness thing person. I'm not, that's not what I'm saying. With the forgiveness, it's, I want to release my own sense that I'm victimized, my own sense that somebody's punishing me or working me or not appreciating me. It starts with you. Are you full of the love that you have to offer? First go there. Reach out and visualize yourself holding hands. You'll feel less alone and less victimized and more like you're part of the healing that we all need to be a part of. And as we said off the air, I've got stuff too. I've got that family business that's going to be right in my face very, very shortly, but I'm the one reframing it before we ever get there, instead of looking to see, waiting to see, this time will it be different, this time will the people understand who I am. Doesn't matter, I understand who I am, finally.
Yeah.
And I'll present that understanding, and they can appreciate it or not appreciate it. That's not what it's about. It's about me appreciating what I have to offer, not them appreciating what I've got to offer.
Because not everyone feels the same about different things in their life, and that doesn't make you less valid or a person less valid.
No. And when I made the choice to be the person that I am, to believe in the things that I believe in, to see the validity of the world that I embrace esoterically, It's not for them to decide whether it's valid or not valid. It's for me to live it. It's for you to live it. It's for us to be committed and aligned with it. And anyone who does or doesn't get it is welcome.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's what, you know, and that's my other statement about astrology. People go, well, I don't believe in that. I don't take that personally, because astrology happens whether you believe in it or not.
Exactly.
And you may find yourself this week feeling like, I've got to reframe this relationship with so-and-so, because it causes me more grief than it does reward. Good. That's your job. Reframe it. Make it different.
And
you'll feel a lot better.
Yes, and that's the point. The point is that you have to take the action. If
mm-hmm.
it's not working for you.
Right. It isn't them that's going to, I mean, this time it'll be different, is only if you stop expecting them to get it differently.
Because they're not.
Nope.
They are who they are.
Not ever.
Right.
I'd like to put things I think my sister's going to say in a sealed envelope and open it when I get back.
There you go.
Because we know what it's going to say.
That's,
it's okay.
It is okay. It is.
I'm about my work, and that's what's important. And my life here is my life, you know, and that life is part of my life. And everyone has to agree that I'm living my life, and I don't need anybody else to get it.
And you don't need anyone else's permission.
Nope.
There you go.
Nope.
All right.
So that's where we are.
So what happens now when we move into this new moon? What is that going to do with the energies of this? You stated the full moon to the full moon. So
yes.
That next full moon.
And on the 23rd, then, we have the Virgo new moon, which is an earth sign and the grounding and the bad rap that Virgo gets, that all they do is, you know, think about the details and bottom line and all of that. And it's not really true that way. What they're really about is there's always the need for order in the universe, or life doesn't flow. And so Virgo puts her feet on the ground and says, how in your life can you be more productive with the focus that comes with this new moon? Where in your life can it be more flowing and productive? And that's what you look at. What are the details that need to be taken care of? When somebody says, oh, my life is chaos, well, this is the time to start saying, now I'll sort it out a bit. I'll take this opportunity of this month of Virgo and sort it out. You know, the kids go back to school, there's order. You can finally get your hair cut. There's order. Let's use the order to continue that healing. What words would I like to express about my confidence in my life? There's order in my focusing on where I want to go next. It's not a negative thing. You know, people always say, oh, those nitpicky Virgos. No. How about those Virgos that say, I'm looking forward to, and notice Virgo is September, you know, August 21st to September 20th. The harvest. This is the harvest. This is what the maiden does. She brings in the harvest. She brings to you abundance. She brings to you how you're going to go through this winter. She supplies you with what you need to thrive.
How profound.
Yes.
I love the way you worded that.
Yeah.
So that means the things that people are doing now, breaking loose and you know, maybe taking somebody. You know, I sense when you say, you know, you reach out and take people's hands, it's also come along, if you will.
Yes.
And so we're starting new. We're, in a sense, we're starting new. We're taking new directions. And then with this harvest, and you think about the harvest is really, this is now the time when all the crops are actually coming in. And
exactly.
It is that way.
That's exactly
and
what
so,
it is.
And that's why they used to can and do all this
yes.
other stuff so that they could have the food for the winter when there wasn't any food to grow in the winter, with the exception of a few parts, you know, obviously.
Right.
But so you can harvest that. And it'll carry you, your newness, your new beginnings can carry you.
You're healed.
Yes.
And so your healings that are taking place, exactly. So through the winter, you're practicing release of the stagnancy and the dead growth, you know, the dead parts that don't serve you anymore. This is a great time to release them, and you're trimming up really your own reality. You're bringing it into focus and saying, okay, so by spring, I will really be ready to blossom. And it's always a cycle. And I will say that I found back with the Gemini new moon back in May, May, June, that we were looking forward. I mean, it was like a beacon. I could see Sagittarius, which is the winter, which is November 21st to December 20th. We are going to have many, many experiences that are opportunities to open and receive. And it's always the flow to what is coming. And that is coming. And I felt it emphatically that we want to be ready when that happens. So really, really all of these moons are leading up to that time when we're going to have some opportunities to truly prevail and find a new direction in our own lives.
Well, and you know, as you're sitting there talking, and I'm going back to all of our conversations, all the times that we've been together here this year, talking about the different, you know, the different phases, and I think maybe that might be a good thing for other people to do as well, is to go back to, just like you did, the May-June thing. What happened this year? What were the significant things that we
thought about or we took off in a direction of and we were looking forward to. Well, every step brings you a step closer to that.
Uh-huh.
So it's like if you have lost sight of it, now is a good time. Maybe you need to readjust it, but maybe you grab a hold of it during this full moon phase and let it carry you forward again.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. And those are words for myself as well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, whenever...
We all
like that, aren't we?
Yes, we are. That's what I said. Synchronicity this week has absolutely knocked me silly.
Hasn't it, though?
And I've just said, oh, my gosh. I love these cycles of synchronicity because they're so highly charged with opportunity.
Oh, I just... It's been phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And I have spoken to other people. It's not just about you and me, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
I have spoken to a lot of people this past week who have shared with me some information, and it has just been absolutely profoundly astounding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely just been one of the greatest weeks as far as recognition, understanding, profound activity and the senses of the energy shift. I mean, it was absolutely almost physical for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
To the feeling.
And I would like to say, I would really like people, if they would, that listen to this, no matter when you listen to it, please feel free to email and give us some personal experiences, because I'm just so almost knocked out, and I've been doing astrology for a long time. But this is one of those times that I think it literally, you know, those shifts we hear about where it's a big shift out there, you know, all over the cosmos, and that's what it feels like to me, is that there's a profound shift taking place.
And again, you couldn't be more right, but for those that are out there listening, yes, it's not just about asking us questions. If you have an experience, we would love to hear about that as well.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're all in this together.
Absolutely.
We're all here. We're all having experiences. We're all in this together. Though they may be slightly different, it's all about what is going on, and we are trying to bring Earth to a new level of recognition and trying to help, and that's what each and every one of us do. And if we share our experiences, oh, how much better is that going to be for
mm-hmm.
each and every one
mm-hmm.
of us? And you know, Nancy, we're just about out of time in this one, but when we come back, we've got some more surprises for everyone.
Yes.
And some more communications and conversations, so you guys do not go away. We'll be right back with more of Journeys with Rebecca and Nancy Miller Oglin. Hi, this is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Today I'd like to talk to you about Your Never-Ending Life. It's book one in the series, Universal Learning. It introduces the revolutionary philosophical theory of universal learning. The book is written in an easy-to-read and broad-minded fashion. Your Never-Ending Life explores subjects such as past lives, karma, emotional control, and superior spirit. It takes you on the journey to discovery of you, the never-ending eternal spirit. You will develop an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and learning the ways of God the Creator. To learn more or to get your copy, visit www.universallearningseries.com. Again, that's www.universallearningseries.com. Want to know what's on my coffee table? The latest issue of Fate Magazine. Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, Fate Magazine provides a one-of-a-kind reading experience. Published continuously since 1948, Fate is the only publication to consistently supply its loyal readership with a broad array of true accounts of the strange and unknown, from psychics and spiritualists to archaeological hotspots and fringe science. From authoritative UFO and paranormal investigations to readers' personal mystic experiences, Fate articles are factual, informative, and entertaining. Fate's unique mix serves the growing audience of people seeking both answers and entertainment. Find out more about Fate, and to subscribe, log on to www.fatemag.com or call 1-800-666-8444.
728-2730.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Right, welcome back to Journeys with Rebecca. As promised, we've got Nancy Miller Ogren still with us, and we've been talking about astrology in the last segment. Real positive stuff with this, and maybe positive might not be just a totally accurate word, Nancy, but maybe powerful would be a better word to use. Because obviously, if there's things that are not positive, this is the best time for you to again kind of resituate things as you spoke about and look at things a little differently. So I'm going to kind of turn this over to you and let you kind of finish up here with things and let's move forward with the rest of the show.
Yes. Well, I think it links into everything flows into everything else, and with Neptune and the Moon, you just might as well forget about holding on to the position you've taken in life about what your reality is. And we do know that people cling to their reality, the yes but, you know, but you don't understand my suffering. You don't know how bad it is for me. And the thing is if you don't let go of that, how do you expect flow to come?
There you go.
I mean, that's your story, and the story doesn't serve anymore. And that's what I see in astrology. For instance, Jupiter, where Jupiter is in your chart is where you'll always be operating at your most positive. And Jupiter is always an interesting place in the chart. And the thing is according to where it is how you proceed from one cycle to the other. Our whole life is cycles. And again, kind of weaving that into the goddess, which, because I went to Turkey, as we know, it's primely on my mind, and the alliance with goddess energy, or the ultimate nurturer, is how I see it. You've got a nurturer within you, and it's you. And so if you really want to heal things, know that you, the higher you, the goddess in you, and the goddess in every woman and man. Every man has a goddess within him who will nurture him and take care of him and guide him. And over there, where the evidence of the goddess beliefs are buried and being uncovered all the time, is really inspiring. It inspired me to embrace it more honestly than I ever have. I believed in it, but I believed in it in the abstract. Having been to where the goddess thrived in cultures, I now understand that it is historically within all of us, and that history goes quite a ways back, and that's why it's being debated, is because it was 8 to 10,000 years ago. And so the archaeologists are debating how they want to present it. In the meantime, it's real, and the more there's an article here and there, and the more people like me walk by a site and see all the symbols of the goddess and know that they existed because people made little statues and pounded out little metal images and all of that, it isn't idolatry. It's in reflecting the support and love of a great mother.
Now, I'm going to stop you here for just a second, because one of the things that I was watching television, I don't remember what show it was, kind of like one of those news shows, and there was a gentleman on there asking the question, and I wish I could remember exactly where I heard this from so I'm not misquoting somebody, but so I guess I'll just leave the names off it, because I'm really not sure if that's where I heard it from. But anyway, the gentleman was given a commentary, and he says, how come we don't have or never have had a female president in the United States? Mm-hmm. And he went on to say, you know, are women less intelligent? No, they've proven blah, blah, blah. You know, he was given all these statistics. You know, I Would there be as many wars if there were more female leaders? And of course, you know, the statistics would prove no, there wouldn't be as many wars. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know who wrote that, but somebody gets it.
Right.
They get it. That's exactly right. Yeah. It
was
very profound. I wanted to make sure that I said that because I know that there's people out there that know what show that was from. And it was just within the last week or two.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm with you on that because I did hear part of that myself and don't remember either. Because we're coming to the apex of, do we really want to be war-oriented for eons to come? Is
as
that
we have
really
been.
What we want to be remembered for? And that's the thing about the ages, these procession of ages astrologically and, you know, the world's experience. The truth is there was a long, long time where there was not ever a war. Thousands of years there wasn't war. That was not even in the consciousness. And as it evolved into the ages that created the war and began to justify taking and overtaking, it changed the whole dynamic of living. And we no longer prospered as vitally as we did when it was equality.
Oh, absolutely.
And so the fact that this is a civilization of a higher order is not true at all. It actually has gone backwards.
That's true.
We are not civilized.
No, we're pretty barbaric in the
yeah.
way that we resolve conflict.
Yes, exactly. And the evidence is in front of us.
Oh, every day.
And perplexing. And again, but on the other hand, before there's a shift, there's the throes of birth. And so a rebirth into a different picture is what's going on. And the throes of that are very difficult because many people thrive monetarily from war. And if they lose that, it's going to change the whole dynamic of living.
And that's all about the fear.
Yeah.
That is, the people who are controlling, manipulative, greedy, those are all from fear-based
yep.
emotions.
Yep.
And it is time for humanity to rise up out of its fear.
And again, which goes back to Aquarius, which is the representative energetically in the zodiac of humanity, is saying, this has got to stop. This is not the way to go. So start healing your own woundings because the bigger wounding has to be addressed immediately.
Yes. And if I may take this moment, one of the things for people to learn about the, as you were speaking about the changes in the ages.
Yeah.
Walter Cruttenden has done a really nice little DVD. They can find that information on my website under Walter Cruttenden.
Uh-huh.
Take them to his website, but that's what he's talking about. He talks about it. I think the DVD is called The Golden Years or The Golden Age or
uh-huh.
something like that, where it specifically speaks on the astrological events and uh-huh. how humanity rises and falls according to where we go through in the astrological circle.
Yeah,
for the lack
procession.
Of better procession.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very important.
Yes.
And it's very, very enlightening, especially with what we're talking about. And it's also what I think is really fun is that it's talking about that we're in the process of ascension again.
Yes.
Which we're ascending the astrological circle as opposed to descending, which
yes.
is where you were talking about was the wars, and that's why the thousands and thousands of years without wars, because we were at the higher apex of that
yes,
as opposed to the lower apex of that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it talks about the goddess energy, I mean the female energy,
mm-hmm.
and right now is a very, very prominent time in humanity's history where we can forever change what goes on
uh-huh.
Before us
uh-huh.
from getting out of where we've been at, which is the fear and the war and the control and the manipulation. And I was just reading something the other day, Nancy. I was going to try to remember it for this, for our interview here today, that was talking about some new find, and it wasn't where you were at.
Right.
But it was a new archaeological find, and it was, again, they had brought up some very prominent females buried along with the males, and that they were of the same level, if you will.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And again, I'm with you. I'm not remembering exactly, but the remarks were made that only the women had the more sacred, the gold and the more sacred artifacts in their tomb,
yes,
or in their graves than what the men had.
Exactly.
They seemed to carry the sacredness.
Yes.
And that was very, it is, it's very interesting because, and that, and just quickly, that goes back to the point about if we don't heal our personal wounding, how are we going to heal an age of wounding? We have to release our own wounding in order to say we can release thousands of years of wounding. Because, you know, on any given day, I can be kind of cranky about not being equal.
You know what? And honestly, I think if there's men out there listening to this, they can also say that if they're in positions where they think that maybe they're not being honored either in that same way.
Absolutely.
So it has to do with the same premise. So,
it is.
Yeah.
It isn't just a female.
No.
It's a person who is treated as though they don't have the equality of somebody else.
Yes.
In any way.
And, you know, our world has a very unique way of working. And if one cog in the wheel doesn't work, then
that's
the whole
right.
thing doesn't work. Doesn't matter if you're male or female.
That's right.
Absolutely. And so it doesn't matter from the lowliest of lows to the highest of highs, if you want to talk about socioeconomic status,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter. Because if one of those clogs doesn't work, if it just doesn't get from point A to point B, there's no point Z.
That's right. That's exactly
so,
right.
So, you know, there's a place and a space and something for each and every one of us to do here on this earth plane, which talks about the very beginning of what you were talking about when we started this conversation in the first segment.
Right.
I mean, we all have something that we can do, what we, regardless of what that is. If you're
right.
a ditch digger, or in your case, you're an astrologer. In my case, I'm, you know, a radio show host, but I'm also a reader. I'm a clairvoyant. So
uh-huh.
there's work that I do all the time. So it's about that. It's about understanding that one person's job is not better than another.
No.
It's all very important.
Exactly. And respect it. And, and again, that humanitarian, the humanity of remembering that it is all equal, and it is not about, but so-and-so's a millionaire, okay, and does that mean that he's his brother's keeper in all ways? Is he attending to those who need? And if he's not, then we're not in balance.
Right, exactly.
Because we all need to be available, because we're needed to make this work.
Absolutely. Each and every one of us. There's not one of us that are insignificant.
That's
not
right.
Not one of us.
No.
One of the things I want to do is let people know your email address.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to give them the information for the address so that they can write us with their own stories or an email question with their date of birth.
Sure.
Go ahead.
And my email would be Nancy Ogren, Ogren, at comcast.net.
Now, we're going to also encourage everyone to give us an email, drop us a line with your stories about this last few weeks by the time this airs. And also, if you have an email question for Nancy and I, include your date of birth, place of birth, and time of birth if you know it.
Uh-huh.
And they can write to us at mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And, you know, Nancy, we're going to be having you on again here in the next, probably week or so. So you're going to be on at least every other week. Lots of changes. I want to invite everyone to know that there's lots of changes coming up. Nancy, as always, it's just been such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
All right. Until next time.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Then dying coral reefs pushed us, hard. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news. My upcoming guest, just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, JourneysWithRebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news.
Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series, introduces the revolutionary philosophical theory of universal learning. The theory of universal learning focuses on you, the never-ending, eternal spirit, developing an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and learning the ways of God the Creator, teaching common principles and moralities that most religions share. Universal learning is based around the universal laws and universal energy. It is divided into three main topics: who you are, why you are here, and how to achieve success and fulfillment in your lifetime. Your Never-Ending Life explores subjects such as past lives, karma, emotional control, and superior spirit. The book is written in an easy-to-read and broad-minded fashion. For more information, visit www.universallearningseries.com.
Talk with an extra dimension. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. What a delightful interview, as usual, with Nancy Miller Ogren. And, you know, she's always just filled with just fun information. I am just extremely happy that, oh my goodness, I have a guest. Oh my goodness. Well, welcome, Stephen. Nice to see you again, you guys. I just have a visitor right here right now in the studio. I think you guys might remember him. And if you don't, give a big warm round of applause, even though we can't hear you, for Stephen McKay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the microphone here.
All right.
Listen to that round of applause.
Come on in and sit down.
I hate to interrupt you, but I had some questions for you and for off-the-air stuff.
Here we go.
But... Oh, I can hear you now with the headphones on.
There you go.
And then the door was half open, and I said, well, I must just come right on in.
It had a welcome mat out front.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, good to see you, honestly. This is really a surprise, you guys. This is so fun.
I heard a rumor, so I actually came down to find out about the rumor.
What's the rumor?
Something about a ghost expedition.
Uh-oh. Gosh.
Is that secretive and
yeah,
I shouldn't say anything on the radio?
Yeah, well, let me tell you this much about it, is that I'm actually going to be doing some traveling here in the not-too-distant future. I will be bringing on some people who will be heading that up, and we are actually going to be doing some expeditions.
Oh, my.
And I'll be a part of that. I'll
cool.
be actually taking people around, and so... That information is going to be posted to the website here real soon.
Outstanding. Yeah. I'm going to be put on your newsletter, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a subscriber to your newsletter.
Well, good. I'm glad. You know, actually, I think I've seen your name on there before. I don't usually handle a lot of that stuff, but I have seen your name on there. So.
And I want to tell everybody that I've never received any junk mail from you or, you know, you giving away my email address or anything like that. Just...
No, I'm all about, you know, respecting people's privacy. And you know, just as I was talking here earlier today with Nancy Miller Ogren, that's the other thing is she has a mailing list, a moon mailing.
Yeah.
I think you're on that. You said that to me once before.
Absolutely.
And she feels the same way that I do, that your privacy is very, very respected at all times. So It's just to inform people and let people know what's going on.
Yeah, and you go to so many websites anymore, and all you get is pop-ups, spam. If you put in your email address, you get spammed. It's just a nightmare, and it's nice to see. And we try to do the same thing with our website. It's information. Yes, you have to have enough advertising, you know. Talking about advertising.
Uh-oh. Advertising.
You know, I own a little business.
Yes, I do know that.
And I was also going to talk to you about doing some advertising on your show.
Ooh.
Would a person go about that? And do you get much response? I mean, sure, you get a lot of listeners, but...
I do have a lot of listeners. We can always use sponsors because all that does is help us to upgrade the equipment and upgrade the shows. And it's just all about upgrading and keeping up to date and up to time with things. But they can go to the website. That's journeyswithrebecca.com. I say it probably 4 or 5 times during each show. But there's an actual link on the left-hand side of the page. It says advertising, and they can go in there and click on the link at the bottom of the page. It'll bring up an email, and they can just email me with a question about advertising.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I know that we get pretty good responses from the advertisers that we have. I've got some things posted there that people can read about.
Cool.
On the advertising page. So, yeah, it works. And, you know, unfortunately, it's about helping to pay, you know, for the cost of production and things of that nature.
Oh, definitely. You know, unfortunately, that's part of the game there is you have to have a little bit of money to keep things moving along.
And our rates are very, very, very reasonable.
Yeah, yes.
Very reasonable. Much less than most.
And talking about that, I'm sure everybody knows about you doing personal readings. For people, but you do something for me and a few other clients, and excuse me, you're pretty secretive about it because of the privacy, but I will come out and talk about it because I'm the business owner that you help me with my business. What do you call it? Intuitive Diagnostics?
That's it, Intuitive Diagnostics. It's a very specified reading, and those readings are really designed for business owners or presidents or CEOs or CFOs. I've done readings for all of the named above titles. And it's about making business decisions. It's about personnel issues. It's about reorganization. It's about financial choices that may be coming up and things of that nature. So there's a lot. There's a lot to it.
And I can attest that it's just fabulous and very, very helpful. And I urge anyone that owns a business or even to talk about their profession, you know, if you happen to be a police officer or a nurse or anything like that, or a professional, you know, doctor, stockbroker. Oh, my goodness. call Rebecca.
Whoa.
Because I tell you something, she's very helpful. And even the little bitty stuff about, well, I don't know, because sometimes you have to make a decision based upon no information at all. You know, do I do this? Do I start marketing in a new area, a new part of the country? And you get as much information as you possibly can, but sometimes it's still not enough to make a good, valid decision. Then you come to Rebecca, and she gives that final piece, that final little bit of information that puts it all together. So.
Well, you know, there's power in information, and it's power for the self. And that's, you know, when you have as much information as you can, you make a better choice for yourself because you base it out of information. You make better choices the more information.
Isn't that, that's really a lot of what you do is helping people make good decisions. Basically, when it comes down, get through all the crap, you get down to the nitty-gritty, it's helping an executive make good decisions, helping a person make good decisions on their personal life.
Well, I would like to think so. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. And I tell people when I give them a reading, you know, here's the deal. There's going to be problems or blocks or obstacles in anyone's life. It doesn't matter who it is. But what my readings will do for somebody is to give them alternatives. Here's the problem, here's the block, or here's the issue. However, here's what you can do, or here's a time frame when that will go away based on these choices that you could be making.
Right.
So, yeah, it's about choices. That's what life is. And, you know, I have always said, and you know, Steve, and I've said this to you before, I'm not here to be a reader to handhold somebody through their life. I'm here to give them tools, information, and it's up to them to act upon it.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing with executives or CEOs, owners of the company. in my case, is that you get that information and you're used to making decisions. So it's just like a welcome, you know, you just smile and go, okay, this makes it easier. Because you have to make the decision. In life, personally, you could, I'm not going to make a decision because I'm too scared. And then, you know, you just go through life in an endless maze, not knowing really where you're going, where
you can't
do that in a business.
No, you can't. And, you know, success is never measured by the outcome, but by the action taken. So I've said that for many a year. So if you take no action at all, that's in a sense a failure.
Right.
Because you're not at least doing something. But with a reading, at least you will have a place to start if you do not know where to start. And it
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter. Again, for you, it's business. But it can also be personal as well.
Absolutely. I got a question for you, too.
Okay.
you know, football season is coming up.
Oh, my goodness.
And on my radio show, football is a major topic of discussion.
I imagine.
And we do our picks of the week coming up as soon as we get through this preseason. Would you like to come on and give a pick every week?
Love to.
And I guess you could use
track record last
year. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Do that again this year. You have their intuitive
race as well.
Absolutely. So
yeah, some of those things are kind of fun. I'm kind of a sports kind of gal. So
is it, and you got the Chiefs, so that's kind of looking up. That's your team, isn't it?
The Chiefs. Go Chiefs, go Chiefs, go Chiefs. We're going to see how they do this year, you know? Oh my goodness. You know what? I can't believe that we've actually almost taken up this whole segment.
And see, I wasn't supposed to show up here.
I
just walked
good.
In. I ruined your show. I'm sorry.
No, it's perfect. It's absolutely
all
wonderful.
Those mailbag questions, I'll have to wait.
Oh, you betcha. Don't forget to write me, mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And, Stephen, thank you so much for showing up. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
At Fate Magazine, they recognize the impossible can be possible. We explore the unknown so that it can be known. From personal accounts of ghosts and UFOs to scientific examination of psychic phenomena and earth mysteries, Fate's main purpose continues to be honest reporting and open discussion of the strange and the unknown. So log on to www.fatemag.com or call 1-800-728-2730. Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan, host of Journeys with Rebecca. As a truly gifted psychic and clairvoyant, let me help answer your life's questions. Schedule your personal and private reading appointment with me. Call 1-888-958-2768 or log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com. Where will your life's journey lead you?
For the people in our military, it's a time of sacrifice and duty. That's why all four military aid societies have joined together to form the Armed Forces Relief Trust to help military families cope with financial and medical emergencies at home. With so many serving overseas, the need is greater than ever. You can learn more and donate at www.afrtrust.org. A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Journeys is always looking for informed, entertaining, and passionate guests. Email your guest suggestion to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
I'd like to thank my guests tonight for sharing their wonderful information and knowledge with us. And a special thanks goes out to you, the listeners. Now, you know, the guests I have on air are given the opportunity to share their viewpoints or ideas. Now, you and I have the opportunity of choice in regards to those ideas or viewpoints. Be sure to check in next week for more enlightening educational talk and discoveries. This is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Until we meet again, where will your life's journey take you? Many blessings and good night.